Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and you're listening to the very first Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm coming to you straight from Gillette Stadium, and I'm so excited to be kicking off this podcast. Every week, you're going to be able to download a brand new Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. We'll tackle subjects that matter to you, like how to instill team spirit when your team isn't winning, how to get along with everyone on your team. We'll give you tips on stunting, dancing, stretching, and lots more, including hair and makeup, and answer all your questions on dance and cheerleading, and even on the more difficult situations like boyfriends and parents. You'll get to know every single member of the New England Patriots cheerleaders. Every week, we'll have one or more of the cheerleaders here to discuss these topics and just to get to know them on a more personal level. This time, we're going to meet Andrea Lynn Holm, a rookie cheerleader who just cheered for the first time on the field of Gillette Stadium. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for joining us.
Of course. My pleasure.
So we recently just came back from junior camp. We had our junior cheerleaders.
Oh,
we had
so
the game
fun.
Last Saturday. Mm-hmm. Did you like it? Did you love your group? And
oh, I loved my group. I had the 9 and 10-year-olds, and they were so ecstatic. And this was my first game also dancing out on the field. And so it was their first, some of the girls' first time dancing out there. And so they just were so nervous. So all of my nerves went straight to them. And
right.
I was just trying to make them
feel comfortable.
So it was really cool to experience that. So
it pretty much happens like every rookie year.
Yeah.
You don't, like, you put so much into going out for that first game, but that first game is always the junior cheerleaders.
Yeah.
It kind of eases your nerves and, you know, weans you into the game.
Right. It's awesome. To help them and make them feel like everything's okay as opposed to focusing on me saying, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous to dance in front of all these people.
And they were just as nervous.
So it was really, really cool to see their eyes when we first walked out on the field.
That's
awesome.
It was
so cool.
Just so you people at home know, there was about 150 girls. My group was named Brady's Babies.
Mine, we were the Patriot Pop Stars.
That's cute. I had the little ones. And
yeah, they were so cute.
They were adorable.
They picked up those moves. Like, I could not believe.
Oh, yeah, they're good. They're good.
They got
and
them.
And they, you know, some of them can stunt and tumble, like, better than me. You know?
I can't. I've never been a stunter. I've always been a dancer, so I can barely do a cartwheel, as you know.
I love your cartwheel.
It's a good cartwheel.
But it was completely different from last year. Last year was kind of hard. It was outside.
That's what I heard.
At the stadium. We had a heat wave. It was in the hundreds. And poor girls, you know, you spent more time breaking because you physically had to than you did on practicing and everything. It just wasn't as fun. And this year, I had so much fun. You know?
Yeah, it was really fun this
year. We had, 4 kicks?
Yeah.
Which was a great facility, air-conditioned inside.
Awesome.
Plenty of room for the girls' parents to watch. It was just awesome. And you know what I loved? I loved the breakout groups.
Yeah, that was great. Being able to individualize everybody and, I mean, get to know the kids on a first-name basis. I mean,
right.
I swear, I almost learned everybody's name. I really think if I saw majority of the kids, I would know them on a first-name basis. Just because
definitely.
That breakout session that we had was so great.
And it was so much fun. I mean, we got to specialize in what we love.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to meet every single girl.
Exactly.
Which was completely different from every other year. And they seemed to like it a lot, too.
I think they did, too.
Yeah.
I think they liked stunting and then going straight to dance and
then
going to kicks.
The change.
It was just rapid and it was really great for them, I thought.
Now, was that your first performance? Because we did perform during lunch. Was that your first performance as a Patriots cheerleader in front of those girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my first
good
performance.
Good crowd.
I didn't even
perform
think of
in
that,
front of
but
them.
It was awesome. They just sat there and screened their faces watching us. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah, they were a good audience.
They were so awesome. They were great.
Yeah, they definitely were. In fact, let's hear what some of them had to say.
So did you have fun the last 2 weekends?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
Learning the whole routine and learning the little dance.
So did you have fun at the cheerleading camp?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
When we did all like the cheers and stuff, like when we did take it down, touchdown.
That's pretty good cheer.
And are you excited to go to Foxborough next week, to go to the stadium?
Yeah.
Have you ever been before?
No. My dad only takes my brother.
So you excited for the game?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
A little.
Yeah, but you've done it before, right?
Yeah.
How many times?
Last year was my first year.
And you had so much fun you came back?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about coming to the camp?
Because we get to perform in front of like all these people and be on TV.
You like to be on TV?
Yeah.
Show them what you got.
I have this little photo frame, and I'm asking all the cheerleaders to sign this.
What's going to go in it?
Like a picture of all the cheerleaders.
Because you took one today, right? When you were running through the player tunnel?
Yeah.
That was fun, right?
Yes.
Emily, what's your favorite part?
Going to the game.
The game?
Yeah.
Are you nervous for it?
No.
So if there's anybody at home that wants to learn more about how they can participate next year, just go to patriots.com/cheerleaders. There's a link right there. You can see all the pictures from this past one. And then you can just, you know, follow up and you can email our coach and try to get into next year.
Yeah, it's really fun. So definitely look into it because it's awesome. And it's
plus
a great
your parents
experience.
Get to go to a game and watch the whole thing. And that's what we were talking about before. During the first preseason game, all of us, we all go out on the actual field that the Patriots play on right before kickoff. And we perform for about, 3 minutes?
Yep.
And it's a nice dance that we practice for 2 weekends in a row. And it just showcases every single one of the girls that are there. And it's an adorable routine.
It's so cute.
And it's so,
so
much fun. Yeah.
And we do a lot. I mean, we do some of the same moves in some of our dances.
Literally.
So, yeah. So the dances that you're learning are straight out from some of our own dances. So that's another really cool thing you could take home to your family and friends. And
your own cheerleading squads. And
exactly.
Right. Dance teams. Again, it's just ages from 7 to 17. The girls have so much fun dancing, cheering, stretching, stunting, tumbling.
Tumbling. There's so many awesome things involved with this day. And it's really cool how we do a lot of different kind of dance moves for maybe the 7-year-old. And then we do
as opposed to
the 17-year-old.
Right, so everyone gets a challenge. Right. Everyone learns something new, takes away a different experience.
So don't feel afraid that if you're a 7-year-old little girl that you're going to be dancing with 17-year-olds and doing some really crazy moves. And if you're 17 years old, you're not going to be doing 7-year-old moves. You're going
right.
to, you know, we're going to definitely mix it up so everybody's satisfied with it.
That's a really good point. Now, Andrea, let's talk a little bit about you. I looked at your profile online. It says your nickname is Ander.
Yes, my nickname is Ander. It was given to me when I was little. My mom and my dad, when I was just a little baby, they always would call me Ander Pander. And so, luckily,
cute.
The pander's gone now.
What was the pander about?
I have no idea what the pander was about. But now it's just Ander, and everybody in my family, they call me Ander. And yeah, so it's always been my nickname since I was really little.
That's cute that you still keep it, though.
I know.
Does your mom call you and call you Ander?
She calls me Ander still, yep. She calls me Ander. My cousins call me Ander, and PJ even sometimes, my fiancé, calls me Ander. So
PJ, your fiancé.
Yes.
Now, when did you guys get engaged?
We got engaged August 13th of 2005, so we've been engaged for just about a year right now.
Are you looking to get married soon?
Yes. Well, not soon, but we have everything planned. We're getting married next summer, July 7th. So.
That's so nice.
Yeah, so we're so excited.
Now, you're not originally from around here. Where are you from?
No, I am actually from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I was born and raised in Minnesota. Spent my whole life there. I never traveled outside, really, until I came to audition for the Patriots. So it's a huge trip out here for me.
Yeah, that's,
so.
That's a big change.
Yeah.
Now, you auditioned for the Patriots, and that obviously went well for you, and now are you permanently here, or what's going on?
My fiancé plays minor league hockey. He plays for he was drafted by the Tampa Bay Lightning, and so he plays for their affiliate, which is the Springfield Falcons. That's why we're living in Springfield.
Nice.
And so I came with him because we just really wanted to be together during all of that and support each other's career paths. And so I wanted to keep going with dance, and so I really wanted to try out for the Patriots.
Does he support everything that you do with the Patriots?
He absolutely supports everything that I do. He drove out here with me for the audition.
That's nice.
And was there for me during the entire time when I needed him to be there. So it was awesome.
That's awesome. We just got our calendars, and was he happy with your picture?
He loved it.
Good.
He could not believe it. He's like, all these people are going to see you in your bikini like that? I was like, yeah.
He's lucky to have you, though, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. Now, you used to dance for the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Yes.
And how was that?
It was very fun. It was, the Minnesota Timberwolves is an NBA team in Minnesota. They're a basketball team, and so I've cheered for them for the past 3 years. It's more of a dance team. You do a lot of hip-hop. You do a lot of technical dance skill. You have to do turns and leaps alongside of wearing really thick heeled boots, too.
Really?
On a
just
court.
Like we wear.
Just like we wear on
yeah.
the field, so... that part is similar, but a lot of the dancing part is different. It's a lot more hip-hop as opposed to jazz. It's kind of what we do here for the Patriots.
But this is your first time cheering for an NFL team, correct?
Yes, it's my first time cheering for an NFL team.
So how does it feel to be outside on a field right in front of everything happening? Because, I mean, basketball and football are completely different.
Completely different. Basketball was really fun. You know, you got involved with the fans. The fans are right there in your face.
Almost nerve-wracking, right?
Almost nerve-wracking, but almost in the sense where you go to every game. So you're at all 40 games, and so it's like you see the same people. So you get to know them, and, you know, it just sometimes you forget you're there to perform and you're there to entertain. And so with the NFL, when I first walked out in the field at Gillette Stadium, it was the biggest rush I've ever experienced, even more so than I've ever experienced in the NBA. The stadium, the atmosphere, the fans are just 20 times more out here than I have ever seen before.
And so Patriots Nation.
It's so amazing. I know.
Welcome to Patriots Nation. So your favorite song is Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. That's fun. We have a dance to that.
I know.
What's that like at practice when that song comes out?
I love it. It's I'm an 80s child. I love 80s music. And so Pour Some Sugar on Me, for some reason, always has been my favorite song. Every time we'd come on, I'd go in my own little world and I'd just dance around and so dancing to it on the field. We haven't done it yet on the field, but I cannot wait.
This week we'll be doing that. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm so excited.
So your favorite color is pink.
Yes.
What's your favorite pink item?
I have a bunch of pink shirts, and those are my favorite items because I have so many pink things, but every day that I can wear pink, I'm like, oh, I have to wear it. So any pink shirt will do.
That's good. I'm sure a lot of girls will relate to you.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
So you're from Minnesota. You came here. It's a big change. Weather change? How is the weather differing?
It's actually pretty the same.
Yeah.
We have a lot colder winters than you guys have here, believe it or not.
Have you experienced a winter here?
Not yet. But from what I hear, it's pretty
don't tell
mild.
That to the Nation.
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping for a lot of snow.
Yeah. That's what I hear.
So when you're not cheerleading, what do you do?
I'm actually starting a foundation. My fiance's mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and so I'm starting a foundation in her name.
That's awesome.
And so a lot of time is put into that right now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So. One of our girls, actually, from my first year a few years ago, also has ovarian cancer, and, you know, she's fighting it and keeping her spirits high. So that's good to hear that a lot of people are fighting it.
Yeah. Got to do what we can do.
Well, you know, in the future, we're going to do a podcast topic about how you can get involved in things you care about, like starting a foundation or participating in the community on serious illnesses and not even that, maybe fun things, but we are going to talk about that a lot more. So what do you love most about being a Patriots cheerleader?
What do I love most? One of my absolute favorite things so far is the girls. It is just so much fun.
Thanks.
To go, yes, Lori. To go into practice on Tuesdays after you may have had a tough day at work or wherever you may be, and just to kind of have that release and know that you have 23, 22 other girls going through the same thing. You can just kind of dance it out and just be around that girl part of. I live with a boy, so it's nice to get away and be with the girls. Oh, poor PJ.
What do you love the least about being a Patriots cheerleader?
I haven't experienced anything that I don't like.
Yeah.
I really haven't. I've danced at one game, so, I mean, everything thus far has been a great experience. I have nothing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's a good experience. Take it all the way home to Minnesota with you eventually,
I will.
That's great. So what else? Anything good going on in your life right now besides the engagement? I mean, tell us, how did you get engaged? When did he do it? How long were you guys together beforehand?
We were together for 1 year only before we got engaged.
Wow, that was quick.
It was very quick, but when we met, we just knew.
Yeah.
We absolutely just knew we were meant for one another, and it was his birthday week, the week that he proposed to me, and so he decided he was going to surprise me with a proposal. And sent me away for the day with his sister and didn't think anything of it. And we got back and we said that we were going to go out to eat with his sister for his birthday. And we get to the restaurant and he calls his sister. He's like, hey, Andrea, her sister's name's Andrea, too.
Oh, that's ironic.
And he's like, oh, we're here, you know, we're just going to go on and get a table. And it was actually a hotel restaurant. So it was a very old English kind of hotel that people like to go see what the rooms look like when they go eat there. Well, he brought me into the restaurant, and he's like, well, let's go look at one of the cool rooms. So it's like, okay. So we walk up to one of the rooms, and I open the door, and there's rose petals everywhere and candles lit all over the room. And I was like, what is going on? I had no idea what was going on. And he's like, well, just set your purse down. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So then he asked me then and there, and it was awesome. I just started bawling and got it on video.
That's awesome.
And then we went to a restaurant, Martini Blue. It's downtown Minneapolis. And he's like, well, I reserve the back room for us. I'm like, awesome. So I get there. He's like, but you have to close your eyes. And I thought, okay, I'll close my eyes, whatever. And so we walk into this room, and I open my eyes, and my entire family and
friends
are sitting in this room filled with, I mean, just love. It was just awesome, and everybody was just so happy. And
that
I
doesn't happen
bawling.
In real life. You know that, right?
It was. No, it was my dream come true. I mean, I could not have asked for a better proposal.
That's so nice.
I was in a movie scene.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I can't wait to meet him.
He's awesome.
Time flew by.
I can't believe it.
I literally had a lot of fun there.
I know.
It was a good time.
It was a really good time. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Starting next Thursday, we'll answer your questions. It can be on almost anything. You know, maybe you want to know, you know, where we get our hair done or how to try a new stunt when your flyer is scared. Maybe your boyfriend doesn't like talking on the telephone. Anything. We'll answer that to the best of our ability. Send your questions to today@patriots.com and type in cheerleader chit chat in the subject line. If your question is answered next week, you'll win a pink Patriots hat. So send in as many as you like. Do you have one of those yet?
I do. I have a visor.
Everyone has a pink.
You gotta have it.
Pink is in.
Gotta have the pink one.
Remember to include your name, age, and complete address so we can send you that hat if you win. Don't worry, we won't disclose any last names for safety reasons. Thanks for joining us, Andrea.
Thank you so much, Lori, for having me.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a blast.
If you want to learn more about Andrea or any other Patriots cheerleaders, visit patriots.com/cheerleaders, and our full biographies are right there. Thanks for listening to the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. Come back next week to hear if your question has been answered. Until then, I'll see you on the sidelines.